In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We still celebrate Christmas. Even though Christmas Day is gone, we are in the Christmas octave, and we celebrate Christmas, the birth of the Messiah, the birth of the Savior, the birth of the Lord. I'm looking at Mark 5, verse 35. And that same day, when the evening had come, he said unto them, "Let us pass over to the other side." There's only one way to get to the other side quickly, and it's by boat. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him in even as he was. We need to take Jesus as he is. We don't tell Jesus who he is. We need to take him into our lives as he is. And they brought him into the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. You must know that at the Sea of Galilee, storms just come like this. Just like this. It might be bright one moment, and in 5 minutes, a big storm comes up. And he said in the hinder part, he sat in the hinder part of the ship, fast asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said unto him, "Master, do you not care that we perish?" And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." Are you having a storm in your life? Are you having a storm in your heart? Are you in turmoil? Jesus says, "Peace, be still." And the scripture says, "And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." I speak to you today, shalom, peace, peace, no longer confusion, no longer a storm in your heart, but peace, peace, shalom, shalom. And he said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" What manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? He is the Lord. He is the promised Mashiach, Messiah. He is the Lord. Chapter 5 of Mark. And they came over to the other side of the sea into the country called the Gadarenes. This is the Gentile part of Israel. And when he has come by ship, immediately they met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit, demon-possessed, who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken into pieces. Neither could any man tame him. This is a man who is totally possessed. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus far off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried out with a loud voice, and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God?" He knows who Jesus is. More than the disciples. The disciples said, "What kind of man is this that stills the sea and the winds?" But the demons know who Jesus is. They know who he is. "I adjure you by God that you do not torment me." For he said unto him, Jesus said unto him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for there are so many, my Lord." but this is no big thing for Jesus. He besought him much that he would send them away out of the country. And there was very near unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. Remember, this is the Gentile part of Israel. That's why you see swine. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place and into the sea. They were about 2,000, and they were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, that they went out to see what it was and what was done. They're afraid of Jesus. They've got their own demons, you know. They want nothing to do with Jesus. And they came to pass, Jesus saw him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him who was possessed with the devil, and also what happened with the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. In other words, leave here. We've got our own demons. We don't want them out. We don't need them out. We just want to live the way we live. And when he came out of the ship, he had been, the man who had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go home to your friends and tell them how great things that the Lord has done for you, and hath compassion on you. And he departed and began to publish in the Decapolis, he said, the 10 towns that are Gentile, how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. Again, I tell you, Jesus said, if I cast out demons by the finger of God, the kingdom of God has come upon you. So he went home and told everything that Jesus had done for him. Yes, this is what happened. I was, you know, in the tombs. I was breaking my fetters. I was cutting myself. And Jesus came and says, Get out, Legion. And Jesus came. And I was completely, completely healed at the word of Jesus. I tell you, the word of the Lord is very, very powerful. The word of the Lord. Again, I say to you who are living in a stormy place in your heart, Shalom, be at peace. Be at peace. Be at peace. And when Jesus was passed over again by the ship to the other side, that's the Jewish side, many people gathered around him, and he was very near to the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and besought Jesus greatly, saying, My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray, Lord, that you lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and they thronged Jesus. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood, woman trouble, 12 years, had been suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all the money that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, she came into the press behind and touched his garment. And she said, If I just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that healing virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, Who touched me? And he looked around and saw her that had done this thing. And the woman feared and trembled, knowing what was done to her, she came and fell down before Jesus and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, your faith hath made you whole. Go in peace and be healed of the whole of your plague. You see, this is, again, she was desperate. Those that are desperate run to Jesus. It's okay to run to Jesus when you're desperate. But when the desperation passes, you've got to stay with him. Desperation leads us to Jesus, there's no doubt about it. But when the desperation passes, you have to stay with him. You have to become one of his friends, one of his disciples. While he yet spoke, there came from the ruler's house of the synagogue's house a certain person that said that your daughter is dead. Why do you trouble the master any further? This is Jairus's daughter. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Don't be afraid, only believe. Yes, don't be afraid. Fear is useless. It doesn't do any good. It destroys us. It destroys our faith. Don't be afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw the tumult, and people were wailing and weeping greatly. And when he had come, he said unto them, Why do you make this ado? Why are you weeping? The damsel is not dead. The damsel is asleep. Now, I'm going to tell you, they were just wailing and crying and hollering that the little girl was dead. And they laughed him to scorn. They go from sad to laughing him to scorn. The sorrow wasn't very deep, I'll tell you. It was all put on. They laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he took the father and mother of the damsel and them that were with him, Peter, James, and John, and entered into the house where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha cum, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto you, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of age of 12 years, and they were astonished with this great astonishment. And he charged them straightly, no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Again, you know what's going to happen. When you tell people, don't say anything about this, you're going to tell people, don't say anything about this, they're going to find liberty to say it. They're going to say, this is what Jesus did. He raised the damsel from the dead. We knew she was dead. She had stopped breathing. And they're going to tell everybody about what Jesus did. Jesus wants to keep it a secret for a certain reason, because the big miracle is going to be on the cross when he forgives you and forgives me and saves us from hell. Chapter 6. And he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day would come, he began to teach in the synagogue. This is in Nazareth. And many heard him and were astonished, saying, From whence does this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which he has given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joses and Judah and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. They didn't take him in as he was. They were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick people and healed them. I'm telling you, faith matters. Where Jesus finds faith, like the woman with the issue of blood, he finds faith and he's able to heal these people. But now when he's in Nazareth, they know him oh so well in Nazareth, but they don't know him at all. They don't know him at all. And he cannot do many miracles, only lay hands upon a few people and make them better. You see, it takes faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Our faith is not in healing. Our faith is in Jesus. Our faith is in the Lord. It is the Lord who heals. Again, I want to pray for Emerson Mary, the little baby that came here last week. I want to pray that God would give her what she needs, that she would receive a new gene, and that she would become healthy and holy and be able to do all things that little children do. Lord Jesus, we pray for Emerson Mary. We ask for a miracle for this child. You are the miracle worker. You heal the sick, and you continue to heal the sick where there is faith. Lord, we believe in you. We believe that you are the healer. We believe that you are the Lord. We believe in you. And we believe that Emerson is going to be blessed and healed because of you, because of you, because of you. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and his own house. And he could do there no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the villages teaching. Why teaching? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Oh yes, Jesus is a proclamation. He proclaims the gospel. He proclaims the kingdom of God, and people have their hearts stirred with faith. They start seeing people healed, and they start saying, if Jesus can heal this person, maybe he can heal me. I love that woman that was with the issue of blood. She went through the crowd and she touched Jesus' clothes, and immediately she was healed because of her faith. Oh yes, it takes faith to bring healing. My faith is not in healing. My faith is in the healer, and his name is Jesus. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth two by two, and he gave them power over unclean spirits, power over the demons. And he commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey save a staff, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, and that they be shod with sandals and not put on two coats. Why is Jesus so tells them exactly what to do and not to carry anything with them? Because he's enough. Do you know that Jesus is enough? Sometimes it doesn't feel that way, but he is enough. He's enough for you, and he's enough for me. He was enough for these disciples. And he said unto them, in what place soever you enter the house, abide there till you depart from that place. In other words, stay in the house that you enter. And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear you when you depart from there, shake off the dust from under your feet for a testimony against them. Truly, truly, I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that city. I tell you, people who do not understand the word of God and say Jesus is nothing, shake the dust off your feet. Just shake the dust off your feet, because God wants you to go after people who are ripe to believe, ripe to believe. I know I shook the dust once off my feet in St. Louis. I got a call from the man, a new man, new manager, and he said to me, we're going to take you off the radio because we're looking for names. And I said to the man, I've been on this radio station for about 12 years, and you're looking for names? I'm telling you, I minister to the broken and to the poor and to those who have nothing but Jesus. And he said, I'm sorry, but I've taken you off the air. I said, listen, you're planting stones, and stones don't grow. I had a call just the other night from a person at St. Louis that was suicidal at 3 o'clock in the morning. They knew that they could speak to me. I said, you're responsible for all these little people because you're looking for a name for yourself. I said, I'm not looking for any name for myself. I'm looking for a name for Jesus. He said, I'm sorry. I said, well, I accept your apology, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to shake the dust off my feet as Jesus told me to do. And, you know, by the next week, I was on the radio on another station, and we're still on there, KXEN, I believe, KXEN. This is amazing. This is amazing. God knows how to do things. God knows how to do things. And he does them to people who have faith. It will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent. You know, that's another issue. Who's preaching repentance? Who's preaching repentance, turning away from our sin and turning our life to God and to Jesus Christ? Who preaches repentance? At the first Pentecost, repentance was preached. Oh, yes, repent of your sins and be baptized. That first Pentecost, repent and believe. Who's preaching repentance today? Oh, we're all holy and we're all good. I don't think so. I don't think we're changing the world. If we were holy and good, we'd be changing the world. But it seems to me that the world is changing us. Just yesterday was the feast of the Holy Family. And you know what? We have been brainwashed that a family, there's a move, a television program, Modern Family. But that's no modern family. There's only one family, a husband, a wife, and a child. That makes a family. Family is not, the modern family. I won't watch it. But you see, a lot of people say, you know, we've got to open our minds to that. No, there's one family, and every child needs a father and a mother. Every child needs a father and a mother. Not a father and a father, not a mother and a mother, but a father and a mother. Every child needs that. And no one's preaching against it. They're not preaching against it, that this is not what God wants. It will mess up the world. But you see, they don't preach because, you know what? They're afraid they're not going to be liked. I never got so many compliments as yesterday. I'm not hateful toward people who have same-sex attraction. I'm not hateful toward them. That's not my job to be hateful. But it is my job to say that a family is a mother, a father, and children. That's my job, because that's real. And it was like that from the beginning. Let's continue. John the Baptist is beheaded. Poor John the Baptist. Whenever I think of John the Baptist, I think that he comes in, and as soon as he comes in, he goes out. He loses his head. And King Herod heard of John, for his name was spread abroad. And he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. No, King Herod heard of Jesus, for his name had spread abroad. And he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Others said that it is Elijah. Others said that it is the prophet, or one of the prophets. But when Herod had heard thereof, he said, it is John whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. Herod was crazy. Herod was crazy. Killed his children. He was crazy. And Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother was Philip's wife, for he had married her. And John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. We'll stop there, because, you know, again, John the Baptist is going to lose his head for speaking the truth. You should not be married to your brother's wife. It is not lawful. And he's going to die because he speaks the truth. And I think that's why people are afraid to speak the truth. They're afraid that they're going to be rejected, and they're afraid that people aren't going to like them. Poor, poor, poor Herod. You know, he was stupid to go by his wife's whims to have John the Baptist's head upon a platter. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Have faith, children of God. Have faith, because faith moves mountains. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.